at Co-op Financial Services Think 19 in Miami, Florida. Look who's in the studio lounge. Co-op's very new, brand new CFO,
yes.
David Becker. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, sure. We care about you too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So this is kind of meet Co-op's new CFO interview here. So you just joined the company. It says February.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're almost brand new.
Yeah.
So give us a little background.
Sure.
And then what led you to Co-op?
Okay. Yeah. So I've been in the enterprise software space for the last 24 years.
Okay.
So really got a lot of experience of understanding what it takes to run a technology company, grow a technology mm-hmm. company, operate a technology company. Mm-hmm. And so as Todd looks to continue to evolve Co-op as a technology provider, then I think I was able to bring those skills, you know, to the company. I also, in the last 5 years, worked for a digital banking platform.
Oh.
And so that gave me some great insights into mm-hmm. the space, the technology, the credit union movement. And this is my first real experience to really understand what credit unions were doing, what their purpose was. And so to be able to see them using technology in order to serve their members really mm-hmm. well, I was like, when an opportunity came up, Todd said, hey, you want to come join, help us out? I said, absolutely.
Sign me up.
Sign
I like
up.
The sound of that.
Yes.
Hey, your work with Alchemy made you familiar with the Co-op. Is this kind of what you were alluding to in your previous response here?
Yeah. So, Alchemy. So, it's unique. Co-op is actually an investor in Alchemy mm-hmm. and holds a board seat there.
Okay.
And so, but we also have a business partnership.
Oh,
so,
okay.
In the 5 years I worked there, really got to see Co-op from the business perspective. Also got to see Todd come in and really look to transform Co-op.
Yeah.
And so, that gave me a good insight, not only about the company, but the leadership team, and say that's a team I want to be part
of. All right. Sounds good. Your goals and objectives for Co-op. What do you want to accomplish here real quickly here?
Yeah. So, I mean, what was neat when I joined the company, we quickly had a co-creation council.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fabulous opportunity to, you know, come in and be able to meet with 70 of our clients, listen to them, hear their pain points and concerns and strategies and objectives and what was important to them. So it gave me a really good perspective for what our customers were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I thought about working with the leadership team, for me, you know, goals are really strategically, where are we going, you know, as an organization?
Mm-hmm.
But then also thinking tactically, you know, what are our top initiatives that we want to do as an organization mm-hmm. in order to help, not only help us grow, but help our clients be successful.
Exactly.
And then as well, you know, for me being CFO is really think about scale of the business,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
so system, process, people, mm-hmm. what are the things we need to do infrastructure-wise mm-hmm. to really help the company be ready to scale?
Indeed, on a financial foothold.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah? All righty. So technology obviously is growing quite
mm-hmm.
fast.
Mm-hmm.
The change is incredible these days. So what are some of the leading changes that have taken place in fintech since you first came into the environment? So, I think we can talk about that in the last half hour.
Oh my gosh,
The
pace of change, just watching it move faster and faster and faster. And so it's really, as I talk with people, you can either kind of lean back and say, whoa, this is too much, how do we deal with this? Or do you kind of lean into it and really say, how
mm-hmm.
are we going to embrace this as an opportunity
mm-hmm.
to really cooperate
right.
you know, amongst the community to make ourselves better?
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the, you know, like in the payment space, that space has evolved.
It's crazy.
Yeah, to think
crazy
of before just credit debit, now then P2P,
right.
then digital wallets, and you know, just, it's just, that space has moved very quickly. And as kind of, as we look at the overall space in general, we really, really realized an ecosystem is needed. You know, fortunately, credit unions are used to partnering,
mm-hmm.
you know, with other companies. And, but I think really, and so for us, we look at creating an ecosystem where we're embracing these variety of partners, doing deep level integration, so that companies now have access to all that data that also exists as
mm-hmm.
part of those relationships,
mm-hmm.
and then using that data to really say, how do we target to foster good member relationships and give them the right products and services at the right time? This pace of change, it's just moving faster and faster, but we're going to lean into it. And really,
I like that mantra, you know, lean into it rather than like, oh my gosh.
That's
I think that's the easy thing to
yes.
do.
Yes.
I think leaning in is the hard thing,
mm-hmm.
but the more the more rewarding thing by far, for sure. Okay, as CFO of Co-op, how do you think this role benefits Co-op clients the most?
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you seek to help credit unions on a daily basis?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's great to be part of the movement, you know, the credit union movement,
yep.
to think about how many millions of people every day we have the opportunity to help our clients shape their financial lives. And so for me, you know, is my role is really to listen to those customers, think about what are the biggest things we can do to help them achieve their objectives and really create and foster those, you know, membership relationships. Mm-hmm. And so listen, and then prioritize what we need to get done as an organization. What are the biggest, highest value add mm-hmm. things we can do to mm-hmm. deliver to our clients to make them successful?
Right, right. Yeah, I think the term reverse engineering has come up quite a few times in our conversations today.
Okay.
So like, okay, what does the member need? What do they need? And then work back from there.
Yeah.
And it's
kind
of like what you guys, okay, what do the credit union clients need? And then work back from there.
Yeah,
so.
The worst thing we do is be releasing a bunch of technologies or services that people don't actually need.
Good luck with it.
Yeah. That's not who we are. So we're going to listen really carefully.
All right. I'm going to switch gears on you here for a little bit here about the conference.
Yeah.
Who are you looking forward to seeing what highlights have you experienced today so far?
Yeah. So this is my first time to attend Think.
What an immersion for you.
Yeah. Immersion. Love it. Absolutely love it. You know, bringing everybody together. Great speakers. I mean, talk about not just about us and co-op. Yes. This is an opportunity for us to share what we're doing, but to bring in the industry leadership mm-hmm. and thought leaders, you know, to really help the leaders of our clients really be thinking about, you know, how to transform and adopt technologies mm-hmm. and inspire them, mm-hmm. hopefully as part of that. So great amount of speakers. Really, Tavi Kotke, as he is the CIO of Estonia, you know.
I heard, yes.
I know, yes. As
the digital country.
Yes, digitally transforming a country. I cannot wait to hear from him, because mm-hmm. what he's done to a country, there must be things we can take from that to think about what can we do here.
Yeah, if you can digitally transform a country, you can do that at a credit union, for sure. So, all right, anybody else? Anything else? Any other highlights? Anything else you're looking forward to?
Hey, I'm just here to meet as many customers as possible. Listen.
Soaking it in.
Yeah,
all right.
It. Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate
the
time.
Appreciate
Mr. David Becker, CFO of Co-op. Go shake hands with him. He's a good guy.
Thanks.